I want to imagine an America where they are connected with the communities directly.
The community.
They're
right.
out there in the communities, talking to people who are struggling in the communities, understanding that they need the love and the direction and the research, but research, applied research, put into action, that just putting things on websites and, hey, it's there. No one's going to look at it. And I'm not just talking about African American, I'm talking about everyone. So I want to imagine an America where they are actively out there interfacing on the regular, talking to elders who've been there, done that, talking to the young people, educating them, looking and exploring best practices, really looking at the paradigm of institutional impact and stop going after the Band-Aid things that people do, where they blame the individuals and treat them like they have issues, and they do have issues, but they're the issues, most
that
of them
are created by the systems.
So that's the America that I want to imagine. Yes. That's the hope. And I believe the arts. We both love the arts.
I
believe the arts and the land that you're on and the connection to it and designing and envisioning something can make a transformative movement that has an impact. That's what I want to imagine America.
I want that house of 48, the house my daddy built for my mama that I live in today, that I'm tearing up the backyard so that I can plant food, so that I can teach my grandchildren how to grow, to eat what you grow, to wear what you sow, and to live in what you build. That's what I want for the next generation of the young people. And I would want that for everybody. Mm-hmm. But because I am who I am, because I'm 70 years old, and because I don't have as many years on this side, I don't think, that I had on the other side, I do want to be able to focus in on my babies and so that I can show others just how critically important they are and how they need to value them as much as anybody else, because they can make contributions to this. In fact, if you really want to take it to the we've probably made more contributions than most people. Well, they don't know about them.
Yeah, they don't know about
them. They don't know about them.
So, they don't know the ancient African history and how every place in the world owes something to Africa. So they don't know that. But having said that, I hope also to encourage people as we focus on babies to find what their gift is and to use it and then try to spend some time understanding how systems impact so that our solutions towards changing things are better and not Band-Aid approaches. Marches are great, but marches without a purpose and a plan and a practice, not understanding systemic impact and historical constructs and how they have affected different groups in this world. If you don't understand that, you're not going to be as effective. So I imagine an educated America that goes beyond a Eurocentric education in our school system and where it teaches them about system dynamics.
One thing that this system seems to believe is that all education comes out of schools. And so one thing that I think that we need to be able to teach, especially in the emerging generation, is that education is an ongoing process. Yes. I don't care where you are, whether you're at school, whether you're at home, whether you're on the corner, there is something to be learned from an encounter with your neighbor. Yes. There's something to be learned. So we've got to take that thing off too, that schools, you got to be the educated from, you got to have this diploma and that diploma. No. What you have to do.
They're educating
a
lot of our kids wrong. And on that note, I want to say I revere you, Elder. I love you, Elder. And I want you to know that I do appreciate your elder wisdom. You've taught me much. I've learned many lessons. And I love you from the depths of my soul. And I imagine in America where more young people connect with our elders, more adults connect with our elders so we can learn and not keep repeating the same crazy mistakes. That's the America I imagine, where every week young people are connecting with an elder who can teach them. Some organizations like Imagine America are connecting with elders and learning from best practices.